Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Wearing life jackets. That's our focus this morning. And we get the every year we do the same show and we have the gang back together. Kelsey Bracewell from the American Canoe Association is here, along with Captain John Henson with Stafford Fire and Rescue, Swiftwater Rescue, and April Peterson with River Rock Outfitter. Good morning to all.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We've done this for April for I don't know how many years.
Years and years and years.
And yeah. It's a great show. Today is Wear Your Life Jacket to Work Day.
It sure is.
And we have our life jackets, and we'll be taking a picture with our life jackets at work.
Well, in the last couple of years, it's meant something different now that you are actual river rat.
I know.
So you have a life vest that you wear and promote.
Yeah, that you didn't just bring one in and I borrowed it. So lots to talk about as far as the river goes. But first of all, Captain John Henson, Stafford Fire and Rescue, the Swiftwater Rescue Team a few weeks ago, huge honor with the Virginia Department of Emergency Management. I'll let you describe it, but this is big news.
Yeah, it really is. It's been a long time coming for us. We've been working towards this goal for quite a few years, but we actually just became a deployable asset for the state. So we're one of 30 teams in the state of Virginia now that can deploy at any time there is any sort of water weather emergency. And I was kind of trying to add it up the other day, but we have over 15,000 hours of training that have gone into that program. So it's a lot of time by a lot of people, and it's cool to see this part, but this is obviously just the first step. Now we have a whole lot more to do, to make sure that we're ready to go.
So practically, this will mean that if something happens in another part of the state, or you can be called to help the Department of Emergency Management.
Yeah, it's so the agreement is with the state. It also kind of extends out, through the entire nation. So if other states, put out a request for assistance, Virginia can respond to it and deploy our teams to assist. I think Virginia sent a couple of teams to Vermont last year. So we could go all over the place. It's really neat.
For you all, what a terrific honor. You have all worked like and just trained and just have built up such a reputation.
Yeah, I appreciate that. We've certainly put a lot of time into it, and it's we certainly couldn't have got there without the help from that we've had from everybody in the community, and just the dedication of our members that have put their heart and soul into it and sacrificed their time at home and weekends and everything else to get the job done. And we're looking forward to being able to help everybody all over the state now.
I see you training all the time. If you go by Riverside Drive, you'll see your trucks. And sometimes I'm wondering if it's something that is going on, and I'll look and, nope, you guys are out there training.
Yeah, we do a lot of training, especially this time of year. It's kind of our heavy training season. So we do our annual skills validation to make sure everybody's up to par. And then we have a spring drill and a summer drill that come kind of back to back. And then with our deployable asset now, we've got a lot of additional training that we're doing as well. So you'll be seeing us out there even more.
Well, and that's the thing that you all, it's not like that's all you do. I mean, you're doing everything else that Stafford Fire and Rescue does.
Yeah.
But this, and that's what's so terrific about this, that you all have committed yourself to wanting to do this.
Yeah, for sure. And I'll say our first priority is always serving the citizens of Stafford, because that's our responsibility and our job. And obviously part of that, the Rappahannock River traverses through most all of Stafford County. So
yeah.
That's mission one for us. Having that experience in running those incidents and developing the equipment cache that we have over the years, by being supported by our board and like I said, members from the community, have allowed us to kind of expand and branch out. And now we'll be able to, like I said, deliver services all over the state.
The day you made the announcement, I'd seen you had a lot of your equipment out. I mean, you've acquired a lot of equipment.
Yeah.
Over the years.
Yeah. And what's interesting is a lot of that stuff comes out of necessity. You figure out what you need, sometimes when you're on these calls and, you think, wow, that would have went a little bit better if we had this piece of equipment. And fortunately, we've got some great outfitters that, are keeping us up to par on, you know, what's out there, and are able to get stuff for us pretty easily. So, you know, they keep us well equipped.
I would think, April, for you, because I know you and John have worked closely on a lot of things through the years, but to have the Swiftwater Rescue Team with this designation you see what a big deal it is.
Yeah, and I think he's so humble about it, and I think Stafford is so humble about it, and I think we need to not be. This is a really big deal.
Thank you.
I mean, it is such a big deal. The fact that just his mere presence, you know, if you see on the river old beaten down safety signage, old dirty life vest hanging from a pole, gauges that are falling off of there, it sends a message to the community that we don't care about safety. And what these guys have done over the last few years, just the mere presence of them being there, training on the river, mm-hmm. helping us with new safety signage, mileage signage, new gauges, the fact that between Memorial Day and Labor Day that Stafford has committed these guys to physically sit on the river, not next to the river, not be ready to respond to the river. They're literally on a rock in the middle of the river, ready to pull, you know, dummies out who have not been doing what they need to do to be safe. That is such a big deal. I don't know where else that is happening. I have never seen that happen anyplace else. And I think because of what he's doing and the fact that they're so bright and colorful and they're red and they're helmets, and it just sends such an important message that I think the reason why the river is safer now than at any other time in Rappahannock history is because of what Captain Henson and his team have done. It's a big deal.
Yeah, no, and you just mentioning that, a few years ago, Kelsey took us down we went down the river in a raft and went through there, and those guys on a Sunday afternoon were just engaging everybody. It's like you say, it's not like everybody's just sitting around looking at their phones and, you know, I mean, everybody that went through on that river and that was in the river, they were engaged with everyone.
It's exceptional. And I mean, when you think about our region in general and just how humble everybody is, I mean, just look at the fact that we've got a national organization like ACA mm-hmm. in Fredericksburg,
right.
Like little teeny Fredericksburg. We have a Kelsey. How many like communities across this country wish that they had the safety expert and everything else that goes on?
Yeah.
You know, on her signature line, you know, everybody wants that. And the fact that it is here, local, the fact that we've got the Swiftwater Rescue Team assets here, local, it's just what an incredible, statement that our community is making and supporting, you know, these efforts.
No, John, the day that when the announcement was made, that the one thing that I kept thinking of is whenever there are a lot of crises around the country, the Fairfax Fire and Rescue Team that goes across the country and around the world.
Yeah, their USAR team. Yeah,
and I thought, that's you guys. That's what you, that's what you guys are becoming.
A little smaller scale, but yeah, we're excited. Like I said, we're excited to be able to help everybody across the state and wherever it takes us. So, we do a lot of training with those guys. Members of the USAR team and. They're funded by federal funds with a lot of their stuff. So they can expand a little bit more than we can. And they've got a lot of people and a lot of training hours that have gone into that. I don't even want to think about it. It's a lot. But like April said, it's cool that, you know, in small town, you know, Fredericksburg, that we were able to do this, and we've got this asset now. So it's really neat.
Yeah. That's going to be interesting in the days ahead. I mean, and you were just telling me about, and you don't think of these things, about some of the training you've done this week, a lot of different things that you're always training on because you never know what the next call is going
to
be.
Yeah, you know, you think about some of the disaster areas that you go to, and, you know, so we're trying to brainstorm and think about issues that we might encounter, and obviously one of them is animals. You know, people's animals are going to be in this situation too, so... we spent the past week working with our animal control officers and getting trained on the equipment that they use to kind of corral animals, and talked about different ways we were going to put them on boats, and especially inflatable boats with sharp claws and teeth, navigating all that. And so that was really interesting. And then next month we're going to be working with Park Police, doing some helicopter hoist training. Obviously everybody's seen, you know, when you've got significant flooding areas, they become mm-hmm. a pretty valuable asset. So we want to make sure that we know what we're doing when we're operating around those guys. We're just, you know, trying to get as prepared as we possibly can be.
Well, congratulations again, and it's a great honor for Stafford County and for this area.
Yeah, thank you
to have you all
appreciate
here.
It.
Captain John Henson here this morning, along with April Peterson and Kelsey Bryce. Well, wear your life jacket to work day. We'll get into the importance of wearing your life jacket on the river when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
We're talking river safety this morning with April Peterson, with River Rock, Kelsey Bracewell, the American Canoe Association, and Captain John Henson with Stafford Fire and Rescue, Swiftwater Rescue Team. So we've not heard from you yet, Kelsey, and welcome. Good to have you here this morning.
It's a pleasure to be here.
The April mentioned it. We are so fortunate not only to have you and the American Canoe Association around here, just because of all the technical expertise, and in your case, just the ability to be able to describe a lot of the stuff that we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, well, it's an interesting thing that the ACA was founded way back in 1880, not 1980, but 1880, and so we have had locations all over the country, but some years ago, maybe 15, 18 or so, a gentleman whom a lot of people in this community know, Bill Mix, was on the board of directors of ACA, and of course is a staple here in the Fredericksburg community, and he advocated for us to be here. And so, you know, with his connections with the city and all the other, you know, businesses and other local supporters, we moved here. And so, again, we're a national nonprofit, and we have members and affiliated organizations that I think it's 50 other countries. We're all over the place, but there's only one headquarters, and it's here in Fredericksburg.
And we're happy to have you here.
Yeah, I mean, it's a delight to have the Rappahannock as our home river. We're so proud to be here, to operate here, and to join forces with other people who also want to have our community enjoy the river, be safe, and protect it and care about it.
Seems like the water levels this year are higher than we saw. Last year was so dry, and everything seems to be running a little bit differently this year.
Yeah, well, I would say that last summer was the driest anybody had seen it in 20, 30 years. Mm-hmm. So it is an absolute delight to have any water in there at all. But gosh, I can't say exactly all those reasons. We've certainly got a lot more rain, and the ground is saturated. But that being said, whatever the reason may be, there are more people out there enjoying going on overnight floats, going to the beaches, bringing out all sorts of tubes and other watercraft. So this is the perfect opportunity to promote river safety.
So as we talk about river safety, you mentioned it, April, that the numbers, things seem to be better, and you can point to Stafford Fire and Rescue being out there. I always respect the RAP. That whole campaign started a few years ago, and all of you have been really upfront locally, always talking about this, but we do seem to be doing better.
Well, and I think it's the impact of marketing and branding, like I said before. You know, I mean, I think there's two pieces to this. One, that physical presence of the rescue squad on the river just sends an important message. But then when you have an organization like ACA, you know, and a mind like Kelsey's who understands branding and messaging and development of training, we have something to send out to people because of Kelsey developing that through ACA. And so I think between this, like, branding and messaging, one of the things, the goal of Respect the RAP is just to pull all of that together, because we were all doing important things. Mm-hmm. Each of us have our own sort of unique role. And then our other partners, Virginia Outdoor Center and Friends of the Rappahannock, there's a lot of us that are talking river safety. But how do you pull together all of this into this one sort of campaign that we can just pow, right? Get the message out. And I think, you know, there's some exciting work that ACA has done around training, and what's really cool about ACA is that everything is free. So, and you know, River Rock Outfitter can use, we don't have the resources to be able to develop those things. I don't have a marketing director or training director, but I can rely on ACA to get that message and that training material out to our customers. And so I think, you know, and Kelsey can tell your crew, anybody who's listening, where to go to get that education. But I think that that's a really important piece.
You do. You've got great videos and all kinds of stuff, Kelsey.
Yeah, well, thank you. But I am really excited. As April said, we have developed lots of things, collections of videos as one resource, but we have pamphlets and brochures and infographics. We have lots of other things. But as of today, it's official today, we launched an expansion of our online paddling safety class. So again, it's completely free. It was developed in partnership with the Coast Guard, meaning you can share it, you can use it. You don't have to be a member. You don't have to have a username and password, whatever, right? You can go and take this paddling safety online class, which we developed, I believe it was 2 years ago, but we've expanded it to include new topics, including kayak fishing safety, nautical rules of the road, like how to paddle around other watercraft, other waterway users in a safe way, and then rescue techniques. So that's a tough one for some people to understand if they've never seen it or had some instruction, but this is actual illustrations of step-by-step what to do if you're in deep water and need to get back into your boat.
Interesting. What do you do?
What do you do? Well, my sincere hope is that you're going to be with a group of people. I would never recommend paddling alone, but if you go in a group and you have some people who are practiced and who are just calm of mind, you can have someone assist you or you can assist somebody else. And so there's different techniques about climbing back into your boat or back onto your stand-up paddleboard if you fall off, or if, you know, you, for whatever reason, aren't able to do that, how to get to shore efficiently, empty your boat back out, and keep on going so that you can continue to enjoy the trip that you've planned.
So is this something that you should try and do yourself? Because I know April, and April's shaking her head, and April, and I know she's thinking and she's going to say, I'm glad you brought this up because you need to do that. Mm-hmm. But should we all know how to do that kind of thing?
Absolutely. I mean, I think as a responsible user of anything, you know, you need to know the rules of the road, the rules of the river in this case, you know, and having a free training that ACA provides. And it's so accessible. It's so easy to get through. You'll feel more comfortable when you get out there on the water, you know, and we've given, you know, through everybody that's sitting here and then our other partners, there's great tools out there. I mean, there's visual aids, right? Mm-hmm. There's the mile markers, there's the gauges now at City Docks and Riverside Drive. And now you've got this free training program as sort of another piece of it that you can just be better informed so that when you get on the water, you're responsible. You know, the loss that we took in 2020 that led to a lot of this, the gentleman who died at City Docks, it was because of that piece. I mean, the water levels were high. There were lots of reasons why it wasn't a good day to paddle, but it was a panicked situation. He just didn't know what to do, and unfortunately, he lost his life. And we all learned a really valuable lesson and got into high gear to make sure that we provided some of those visual aids at City Docks. But if you're just prepared, Kelsey says this thing that I quote her all the time, and it makes me sound smart. But I love to say, she says, confidence through competence. That's, you know, that's one thing that Kelsey taught me, that the more educated you are, the more confidence you have. And that's what we hope that our river users will gain through taking a training like what Kelsey and ACA just put out today.
And Captain Henson, I'm sure, you know, you would shake your head too, that, you know, is much knowledge as a person can have if you do get in a situation on the river when you're in a jam to know what to do.
Yeah, and I think you need to practice. I'll specify, you should probably practice some of these skills in a controlled environment. So, you know, you don't want to be overturning your kayak, you know, out, you know, near the rapids in the river for the first time. That's probably not a wise decision.
Right.
But, you know, I know you can pair up with the ACA, and there's other groups in the area too, where you can go into a swimming pool. You know, and they'll let you kind of test the limitations of whatever boat that you're in and see, you know, okay, yep, this is when it's going to roll. These are some things I can do to prevent it. And then this is how I get back in it. This is how I empty the water out. So all those things are skills that you really should know before you commit to, you know, going out and paddling.
Because I guess, Kelsey, you never know when something's going to happen. If we knew when things were going to happen, you know, in life it would be easy, but we don't know that.
Yeah, well, certainly on Wear Your Life Jacket to Work Day, that kind of concept comes through a lot, where you might see some people out on the river who are using their life jacket as a backrest or a seat cushion, or they're tying it to the end of their boat, or they've stuffed it in a hatch somewhere. And the concept is you need to not only, you know, bring it with you, but wear it and wear it appropriately. If it has buckles, buckle them all up. If it has a zipper, zip it all the way up. If it has straps that cinch down, cinch it down so that it stays on you. Because if you fall out of your boat unexpectedly, you're going to have a remarkably hard, if not impossible, time getting that seat cushion life jacket out and putting that on. And it's kind of similar to riding a bike and not putting your helmet on until you're about to hit your head on the road, you know, or driving a car and not putting your seatbelt on until you're halfway through the windshield.
And it's the single, it's so easy. That's what's so crazy about it. It's so easy to wear your life vest. And we're going to talk a lot today about, you know, rescue techniques and, you know, if you're going down the rapids, put your feet first, go, you know, lots of techniques to help you if you get into an emergency situation. But bottom line, if you don't do anything that we discuss, you know nothing about the mile markers, you know nothing about the gauges, you never go to the ACA website, at a minimum, just wear your life vest. It's that simple. Just wear the jacket and you're good to go. You're good to go in any water situation. So, I mean, I think that if, you know, anybody leaves with a takeaway, and what I love so much too, people know that I love Captain Henson, so I'm sorry to continue to gush over you and your team, but I think when you put a firefighter in front of a kid, there's a reason you do that, right? When you teach them to stop, drop, and roll, because a kid is going to look up to a firefighter and say, oh, gosh, that's who I want to be.
Yeah.
I want to emulate that firefighter. And that's why I love so much their presence in the community, because what I'm hoping is, just like as Kelsey said, it becomes as regular as somebody snowboarding, they put on their helmet because it's cool, because they're cool helmets, right? Bicycling, same thing. Anything else, these safety things, you wear them because it's a cool part of the outfit. And what I hope is, the message is the same with Life Vest one day, where it's not even, you don't even invite us anymore, because there's no reason to talk about it, because Life Vests are so cool. Everybody wants to wear them. The firefighters have them on, right? Like, that's, firefighters doing it, I want to do it too.
I'd always want you guys to come in, though. we'd find something else to talk about.
That's exactly right.
About wearing sunscreen or something. We'd find something. No, Kelsey mentioned something, Captain Henson, that I... Last year, again, I talked to April about this. Last year, I don't know that I ever saw in kayaking on the area reservoirs anybody that was ever fishing no matter what they were in, that ever was wearing a life jacket. And it was just so, and even a lot of stand-up paddleboarders weren't wearing life jackets.
Yeah.
And we assume that, well, most people do, but you actually get out there and you see most people don't in a lot of cases.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you know, you're not expecting that something bad is going to happen to you until it happens to you, and now you're playing catch up.
Yeah.
And when you're put in that situation and you're out in the middle of a big, large body of water like that, that's very deep, and now you got to figure out how to gather up all your things and also try and get inside of your boat. You know, it can be very challenging, and that challenge is made a heck of a lot worse when you are not wearing a life jacket. And on top of that, not wearing a life jacket correctly. You know, I've seen this a few times now where people, especially in the fishing kayak community, because I'm pretty familiar with that too, you know, they'll have a life jacket on because it's a requirement to do some of these tournaments, but it's not adjusted. And they fall out of the boat, and the life jacket kind of floats up to their eyeballs, and now it's more of a hindrance almost than it is, you know, helping them. I mean, it's great that they have flotation, so it is helping, but, you know, the point being is, if you're going to wear it, you know, wear it correctly too and adjust the straps. I mean, I love wearing my life jacket, especially, like, you know, in my off-duty life, I do a lot of fishing, and I wear it, obviously, because it's a safety feature, but I also wear it because I get to store all kinds of cool stuff in it. You know, I have everything on me. So it's just like I've made it more than a PFD. You know, it has a lot of the gear that I need to carry with me when I'm going out fishing. So it's a great tool.
Wear your life jacket to work day. It's today. We have Captain John Henson with Stafford Fire and Rescue, Swiftwater Rescue here, along with Kelsey Bracewell with the American Canoe Association, and April Peterson with River Rock Outfitter on William Street, downtown. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 831.
From the Fredericksburg.today online news studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA, Fredericksburg, a Centennial broadcasting station focused on Fredericksburg.
River safety, wear your life jacket to work today. And it is our annual show where we delve into all of this. April Peterson, Captain John Henson, and Kelsey Bracewell here this morning to talk about it. We've talked about, you know, kind of, you know, how to wear the do's and don'ts of how to wear it. I guess before we, you know, the importance of wearing it, but like we say, Kelsey, how to wear it is is huge. That if you're not wearing it properly, you're going to find yourself in trouble.
Yeah, well, as I said earlier, you know, there's so many different types of life jackets now. It's not the same old and mildewy, you know, horse collar jacket that you know from your youth, perhaps. But as you have seen or will see at April's upcoming Life Vest fitting events, there are so many different styles and colors that are more ventilated and are easy to wear, that are comfortable, all of these things, right? But of course, the absolute best life jacket is one that you'll wear and that you'll wear properly, which is if it has zippers, zip them all the way up. Okay, that might not be great for your suntan and for your like selfie for the gram, but zip it all the way up. If it has buckles, buckle them all the way up. And if they're broken, make sure that you get them replaced, fixed, or buy a new one before you go out. A lot of life jackets nowadays have straps on the sides or on the shoulders that allow you to tighten it down for your body shape and size. Make sure that you tighten those up so that, you know, when you need that thing to float you, it stays on, stays secure, and you'll float secure.
You know, one of the best summer marketing campaigns, and it's made billions of dollars for Chaco, is the Chaco tan line. How many people, like, I know lots of your listeners wear Chacos, and you can go on their Instagram page and see everybody taking photos of their feet and their tan lines. We needed, like, the same thing with Life Vest. Cool tan lines with your Life Vest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be the negative that a lot of people, and I know a lot of our stand-up paddleboard community, that's the feeling out there with you know, particularly that segment of paddler. And I just say, let's make it cool. And we have Life Vest at River Rock, but I think the important message is that every Life Vest sold is all Coast Guard approved. So whether you're going to buy one at Walmart or you're buying a specialty vest from me, they're all approved, and they're all fine. What you're buying is what Kelsey talked about, which is just features. But they're all going to provide the safety level that we want you in. So don't let price be a barrier to safety, because you can pick up ones really inexpensive. And there's certainly people who are doing donating events during the summer. You can borrow one at Falmouth Beach if you don't have one for your kids. Lots of ways to make sure that you have a life vest on when you're out there playing on the river.
Well, it's kind of like child safety seats, of where the police a lot of times will do checks on it. Is your child safety seat, maybe if you've got a life vest and you don't know, am I wearing it correctly, bring it into River Rock and ask somebody.
Well, and a lot of times it's, you know, it's like your backpack, right? If you're out and you're wearing something and it's rubbing raw and it's, you know, your arms, it's just not comfortable. It's riding up underneath your chin. You're not going to wear it. So I think a big part of this is just making sure that that fit is right. And we're really excited to partner with ACA and Captain Henson's team May 28th and 29th. And you can find out about those events on our Facebook page. But they're going to come in and they're going to talk about fit. You can bring in your vest and they're going to help fit those vests to you, to your kids, to your dogs, whoever. And we'll have life vests on hand as well, and lots of like training materials that you can leave with, really cool stuff. But I think fit is an important piece of it, because if you are comfortable, you know, like Captain Henson said, I put on my life vest, and I, you know, that life vest is molded to me because I've sweat in it. Mm-hmm. It's mine. It's comfortable. I'll get off the river and sometimes forget that I have the darn thing on until I get to my vehicle and then, you know, take it off. They can be that comfortable, especially if you find one that fits your body just right.
Life jackets for dogs?
There are life jackets for dogs. You know, I found out the really hard way. We rescue mastiffs. A lot of our community knows this, and my mastiffs are like 170 pounds plus. They do not work for them. But for most of your dogs, the life vest just gives that extra sense of peace. You know, your dogs get out and they experience the same things you do. They get overheated, they're dehydrated, they get tired paddling around, and having that life vest on them just as that added safety if they go in is super important. And again, dog life vests, you can get those anywhere too. I mean, you know, we have them at River Rock. You can get them at PetSmart, Walmart, all sorts of different price points. But if you come into the shop, the guys will talk to you a little bit about, you know, pet safety as well, and make sure that your animal is safe on the river.
So, go ahead.
my dog has a life jacket. I'm just so happy. It's so delightful. Yes.
That was the first one I'd ever seen. And your dog has like a handle. And so you're and a smaller dog and you're able to, you know, like just like a suitcase to just sort of pick
yes,
her up.
Yes, my
you
dog
have
is
to.
Not 170 pounds. He's maybe 20, but yeah, I can pick him up like a briefcase. And yeah. It is hilarious.
It's awesome.
It is. That was the first time I've seen
And he's not
that.
A good swimmer. So it's come into play several times for him.
Huh. Captain Henson, the fact that you all can do fittings. I mean, that really is like the police do for child safety seats. But to be able to talk to people and talk them through some of these and you know show them how to buckle and pull everything into place. That's just what a great idea.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. We're excited about the opportunity to help out with that, and you know we're used to it because like April mentioned that. You know, the historic Port of Falmouth, you know, the county has life jackets out there for people to use. And routinely we're, you know, helping kids figure out where all the straps go. And, you know, anytime that somebody comes up to us and wants help with it, we're excited about it because it means that they're wearing the life jacket. You know, especially when we see the young kids that, you know, want to put them on, it does. It makes us feel really good.
Isn't there's like the statistic, isn't it, that no one who's ever been wearing a life jacket has drowned in the river?
Yeah, to my knowledge, we haven't had a single drowning in the Rappahannock where someone was wearing a life jacket.
And so, with why wouldn't you when there's something like that out there?
Yeah.
And a lot of times you don't know, you know, we have a really responsible couple in our community who, whenever they go out on stand-up paddleboards, they're always in full life vest. And a couple summers ago, the wife had a heart attack on the stand-up paddleboard. I don't know if Captain Henson remembers this, or it may have been Fredericksburg who responded. Mm. And because she was in a life vest, so she went down, he was able to pull her, because she had her flotation device, all the way to city docks. The rescue crew was there to take it and take her to the hospital. And she was healthy. There was never an expectation that this would happen to her, and it just did. And that's what you're preparing for. You know, you never know what might happen when you're dehydrated. Any experienced paddlers get dehydrated, you know, because they're not prepared. The intensity of the sun on the Rappahannock, because it's not protected by trees, that can easily happen. And so just being prepared in that way not only saves your life, but that person that might be put in that situation that has to help you now get to safety, you know, it saves theirs as well. So just wear it.
We talked about Respect the Rap, and there's just such good information on the Facebook page. You ought to like that page and refer to it. Just because there are so many things, April, out there, and so many things that can happen, or just to be aware of, it can help you and your family, can save you.
Yeah, and I think you know, I think this is really the role that River Rock can play in all of this. We're not heroes, sort of like the other people that are sitting here with me. But the one thing we can do is we're there 7 days a week, you know, 365 days a year. Somebody can call us and just say, "What's the river look like?" You know, and we'll do a lot of training to talk to people about flow rates and numbers. And there's ways that you can get these messages straight from USGS on your text, so that every morning I wake up and I know exactly what the river's doing because it's texting my phone. But if for some reason you're confused, because I know how confusing that can be, you can call up River Rock and our team is all trained to tell you what you can expect, you know, for a particular river trip. So call Swiftwater Rescue to ask that question. Call River Rock, call Virginia Outdoor Center, call Friends of the Rappahannock. We're all available to tell you what you can expect before you get on the river.
And the thing is, when Captain Henson, when you guys are involved, not only are you trying to save a person, but you're all at risk, because usually you're not in a situation that, because the person has gotten themselves in a dangerous situation.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, every morning we look at the river forecast. We send it out to all our Swiftwater members every morning, so everybody's kind of aware. And you know, we look at what it is now, what it's going to be in the future. We look at the weather forecast, and you know, we correlate all those things, so we know what equipment we need to bring. You know, are we dealing with cold water where we have to wear some exposure protection suits? All those things go into it for sure.
Well, and the river here isn't always necessary. We might not have gotten rain, but there might have been rain or something upriver.
Yeah.
That impacts us that you may not know about.
Yeah, and you have to remember, you know, the Rappahannock is fed from a lot of different sources. So, you know, you get rain in one particular area of the state, And it could affect the river down in Fredericksburg. It's pretty evident. Like I told you, you know, off mic here, a couple of weeks ago, I was doing a paddling trip down the river, and we were coming down the Rapidan, and the whole trip down the Rapidan, the river was very, you know, muddy, and you could tell that it rained before. And as soon as we came through the confluence where it joined the Rappahannock, it was like you turned a switch, and you know, the river was clear again. So. It's pretty wild, you know, how that can happen. And, you know, you get rain in one particular area, and it can certainly affect conditions down in Fredericksburg.
And Ted, if I can just say one thing regarding temperature, what's interesting this year is because we had such a mild April and we're having such a mild May. I mean, we haven't had consistent warm days. Even now, mid-May, the water is cooler than it usually is this time of year. So you might go outside and it's, you know, 70 and you're feeling really hot, but that water is still in the 60s. And even that might sound like it's warm, but for water temperature, it's not. And so it's really important right now, people who are going to start enjoying the river, maybe not this weekend, but, you know, we see warmer weather scheduled next week. Just make sure that you're dressing for the water temperature, not necessarily the air temperature. And because you can get, you know, hyperthermic quickly in water that's under 70 degrees.
That's always the hard thing to know when to, when at the beginning, when the, you know, your season on the water can begin. Because like you say, it can be in March, all of a sudden you start getting warm days, but you know that the water temperature can't be there.
Well, and people start as soon as we have a warm day.
Yeah.
I see people like jumping, wanting to get on the river, and they should, as long as you're just prepared for what that water temperature is. I don't think people really kind of look at that as an indicator first. They're looking at height and flow, and they're worrying about other things. But right now, as people are starting to enjoy the river, just know it is a little chillier. Make sure that you're prepared. You know, wear longer sleeves, wear longer pants. Make sure that you have a change of clothes with you so that if you get off the river, you have something to wear. And just plan for that river temperature. And when you're looking at those gauges, especially through USGS, anything under that 70 degree mark, really kind of think through what you're bringing with you on the river.
And clothing. Mm-hmm. Have the right clothing.
No cotton, Ted.
I knew that was going to come up. I know. I love cotton.
Cotton is amazing. A lot of amazing farmers out there who have livelihoods around cotton. But for the river, no.
Okay. Noted. Kelsey, we mentioned the videos you have done. I know you and I talked last year because I think it was last year that you came out with a set of videos, especially for Spanish speaking people, and that was a great help.
Yeah, excuse me, Ted. So yes, all of the videos that we have were developed, you know, with the Coast Guard as well, so they have national approval, if you will, and those are, again, open sourced, and you know, you can use them, you can share them, you can download them, you can send them to anybody you want. We have a collection of over 100, I believe that it is, and yes, some of them are in Spanish, as is this free online course that we were discussing earlier. It's also available in Spanish. And so something new that happened recently, last month I had the honor to attend the International Boating and Waterway Safety Summit, which is another big time water safety conference. It was in Albuquerque, of all things, but we won some awards for the quality of those videos and their inclusion on a new resource called America's Boating Channel, which is kind of like Roku or Fire Stick. You know, you can go and get this free app to watch all sorts of videos, and not only are ACA safety videos, but all other types of boating as well. So jet skis and, you know, pontoon boats or power boats, whatever. And so any boating activities that you might enjoy on the river or the bay, you know, there's a collection of safety videos for you. And if you're just a water enthusiast all the way around, you can even go watch, you know, Popeye or Flipper or any of these other water related things are all gathered there together, and they're all free. So if videos are your thing, there's so many different resources out there for you.
Quick break. We'll wrap it up this morning on Wear Your Life Jacket to Work Day with Captain John Henson, April Peterson, and Kelsey Bracewell on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Wear your life jacket to work day. We talk water safety this morning with April Peterson, Captain John Hansen, and Kelsey Bracewell. Before we get out of here, there are a number of events to talk about, so we'll just go around the room. Go. Whoever wants to jump in.
We all have really cool events. So we're all working May 28th and 29th at River Rock. These guys will be there to help fit Life Fest, and you can find the times on our website.
Okay. And Kelsey, you're involved. There's a, what, June, is it June 1st?
Yes, June the 1st is the 42nd annual Rappahannock Canoe Race, but please also know that canoes, kayaks, and stand-up paddle boards are welcome.
That's a great event just to go down and watch at different parts when you see people at the racing. It's fun.
Yeah, I've seen sometimes, I've raced it myself a couple times, and you can see people that are on the Heritage Trail that are walking. They can see down at First Drop with those steps. You can even see it all the way up from the quarry or the beach trails if you're out there hiking or bike riding, seeing all these racers come on. And it's an amazing tradition in this community. But there's also, you know, free music and snacks and yard games. And just we're going to have a great old time down at Old Mill Park on June the 1st starting at 9 a.m.
You're right. I mean, it's got all kinds of history and a lot of people have done it. And you, John, you had something too.
Yeah, so we're partnered with Friends of the Rappahannock. This would be for your Spanish-speaking audience again. So the Festival del Rio Rappahannock is going to be June the 2nd. I believe it starts at 10 a.m. At Old Mill Park, and we'll be down there just helping them and, you know, kind of going over river safety stuff. And last time they had Game Inland Fisheries down there teaching people how to fish. It was a lot of fun. It was a cool event.
We have talked about it, just the fact that you being down there, because that area historically in recent years has been situations, and you can really see that you have been a big help as far as safety goes at Falmouth Beach.
Yeah, I think you know, just our presence there has like April has mentioned before, you know, maybe focus people a little bit more on safety. You know, and they see us out there and all of our stuff, and, you know, they're like, oh, okay, maybe I probably do need to wear something out here. And, you know, we still, I will say, you know, annually we still probably help about 40 to 50 people a year, especially in that area. You know, we have a couple of really significant incidents in that area every year, you know, where we prevent people from drowning, and all those things can be prevented with a life jacket. So, you know, I think that's the kind of the way to, you know, cap the day, is just to make sure that we reiterate, you know, enjoy the water. We have a great resource in our backyard, but do it safely. You know, wear a PFD, be smart about it, be prepared.
Thanks again for what you do, and congratulations again. As the years go on, it's going to be so interesting to see the different places you're involved with, and just the training that you're doing to help statewide is going to ultimately help all of us around here.
Yeah, thank you.
And Kelsey, that, like we said, I mean, to have the American Canoe Association right here, and to have you here, and to have the videos, and there's just so much information out there. I had a great time last summer just sitting down at different times and watching some of the videos. Learned a lot, getting in and out of canoes and kayaks. And the videos are free and they're great.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed. And again, this online course and its new expansion that is launched today, if you want to be one of the first to check it out, it really is cool. You can find all that stuff for free, americancanoe.org/online course.
And River Rock Outfitter over on William Street, April. Always all kinds of information. Thanks for what you guys do.
Thank you, Ted.
April Peterson, Captain John Hansen, Kelsey Bracewell. Wear your life jacket to work day. Wear it on the river. Thanks all of you. We'll stay in touch.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed.